This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Iraq's long-suffering Shia, brutally suppressed under Saddam Hussein, are trying to find their place in the new Iraq. A power struggle is underway among rival clerics, each trying to secure his place as political leader. There is considerable resentment toward the American occupation, but virtually all of the key figures are urging their followers not to take up arms, at least for the time being. NPR's Nick Spicer has the second of three reports on Iraq's diverse ethnic and religious groups.
Friday prayers for thousands of Shia faithful in the poor Baghdad neighborhood known as Sadr City. Many of the worshippers hold photographs of its namesake, Ayatollah Mohammed Sadiq Sadr, assassinated by Saddam Hussein's government, as were so many Shia clerics whose influence grew too strong. Representing at least 60% of Iraq's population, the Shia are clearly a force to be reckoned with for the new American powers in Baghdad. This day's sermon in Sadr City rails against what it calls the U.S. occupation. Shiism is a religion where charismatic clerics guide the faithful in their daily lives and even their political activity. But no major Shia cleric is calling for insurrection against the American occupation, and Shia leaders are quick to point out that the recent spate of attacks and ambushes against U.S. troops have all taken place in areas inhabited by Iraq's Sunni Muslim minority, those most closely associated with Saddam Hussein's regime. The streets of Najaf echo with verses of the Quran. This city in southern Iraq is the most holy site in the Shia religion, the final resting place of one of its most revered figures. It is also the headquarters of SCIRI, or the Supreme Council of the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, perhaps the best organized and best financed Shia political group in Iraq. Despite its name and its paramilitary arm known as the Badr Brigade, Skiri's leader says nothing revolutionary. Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim could almost pass for an American civics teacher.
We are aiming to establish a democratic government in Iraq. We want elections by Iraqis where all those who believe in political freedom are represented, as well as those who respect the character of the Iraqi nation. That is to say, those who respect the religious minorities and the ethnic minorities, the Sunnis, the Kurds, the Turkoman minority.
Across town, a woman begs for money and for help in finding her lost son at the offices of a rival Shia religious group. It is led by Muqtada Sadr, the son of the assassinated cleric. Helping the poor and providing basic services, including security on the streets, gives groups like Sadr's a real following in Shia areas. Sheikh Adnan Shekmani is Sadr's spokesman. He suggests the power vacuum religious groups are filling in post-war Iraq is scaring the American authorities. But he insists that Sadr and other Shia clerics will enter the political fray nonetheless.
We won't personally seek positions in government, neither myself nor other religious men, but we will support candidates. Even if America is afraid of us, when they hear about religious men, they are afraid, because they know we do good things for the people, and we will continue to teach people right from wrong.
There is a clear rivalry between Sadr's group and Skiri. Sadr's spokesman won't comment directly, but he says the real leaders of Iraq are those who stayed behind throughout Saddam Hussein's reign. Most of Skiri's leaders operated from exile in Iran. But there are more fault lines to Shia politics than that. Dr. Riyad Aziz Hadi is the Dean of Political Science at Baghdad University.
There have always been Shia parties here with different tendencies, pan-Arabist, secular parties, religious parties. So the Shia have always been divided.
Hadi dismisses the idea that Iraq's Shias want to establish an Iran-style theocracy here, as some American officials fear. You're making a mistake if you think Iran influences Iraq's Shia, he says. In fact, it's the other way round. Back on the streets of Najaf, art school graduate Hassan Jassim Hamid takes an evening stroll with friends. It's not far from the spot where a moderate cleric was stabbed to death by political rivals soon after the American invasion. Hamid says he thinks there will be a power struggle among the rival clerics, and he is worried they may start killing each other. There is much tension between these religious men, says Hamid, because they all want to take power. Nick Spicer, NPR News.
Tomorrow, new challenges for the Kurdish leadership.